Life. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We've got an outstanding broadcast lined up for you. In this hour, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who used to be a regular contributor to this show back in the days when he was at Motor Trend Magazine, and we've had him on since that time, but we're going to start having him back on a lot more often. His name is Mac Tamir, and he is standing by, and I'll tell you all about Mac in a moment. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, Paul Eisenstein, noted auto journalist, contributor to NPR Radio, and one of the good guys out there when it comes to writing about cars. Publisher of the DetroitBureau.com is going to be joining us to tell us all about the latest happenings from the Motor City and around the automotive world. In hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be hearing from the gentleman in charge of the Ford Raptor. The Ford Raptor for 2014 is going to be unveiled in a special edition form, and we'll hear all about that in hour number three of the broadcast. Along the way, our telephone number is the same as usual, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. You can reach out via the email as well, bob@boblongradio.com. I'm nursing a little bit of a cold here. I picked up from my two-year-old daughter, so excuse me if my pipes aren't in working order, but we're going to do the best that we can here. Let me tell you all about our first guest. This guy is a really cool guy. He's a freelance automotive writer. He's a vehicle tester. He's a driving instructor. He's an accomplished race car driver. He's an 18-wheeler driver and a performance driver for video productions. He has written for numerous newspapers and magazines and websites, including Motor Trend, where he was senior road test editor for umpteen years, Automobile Magazine, Popular Mechanics, Stock Car Racing, Edmunds.com, Kelley Blue Book, Auto Media, and many more. Recently, he wrote a story in Popular Mechanics, which caught my eye. We're going to talk to him about that. But let's first welcome the mystery man himself, Mac Tamir, back to the airways of Auto World. How are you doing there, Mac?
I'm doing great, Bob. Congratulations on your two-year-old. I texted my children right before this started because of an incident we had many years ago on a broadcast where I told them I was going to be on the radio with you and to not bother me unless they were bleeding, and then if they were bleeding, don't bleed on mommy's carpet. The background of the tape that you sent me sounded like I was running an orphanage and a pet rescue program. So it's funny what you remember, but I did text them. Don't bother me for the next hour. So
very good. We appreciate that, Mac. Of course, you and I are both alumni, I guess is the proper term, of Motor Trend Magazine. I was there after you had moved on to other things, but we used to do lots of radio when you were a senior road test editor, and under your tutelage was Chris Walton, who went on to become the hot shoe during a portion of the time that I was there, and he, of course, has now moved on to Edmunds.com. But everybody at Motor Trend still talks about Mac Tamir and his great driving skills. And certainly over the years that you were senior road test editor, how many years in total was it, Mac?
10.
Yeah, see, that's a lifetime.
At the time, that was second longest of anybody that had been there. Since then, people have broken it, but Peterson Publishing wasn't a place that people stayed a whole long time.
Yeah, And since that time, of course, Motor Trend has gone through a lot of different ownership changes through a company called EMAP, a company called Prime Media, to their present owners, Source Interlink. And you're right. I mean, Van Toon held that corner office for a very, very long time.
Long time.
Yeah, exactly. But
I think poor Jeff Carr, who was the best guy I've ever worked for, I think he would have lost his life one way or another had he stayed on as editor. But we sure had some good times in the early 90s with Jeff. If for people who don't remember Jeff Carr, in a Waffle House at about 2 a.m. after testing cars all day long, Jeff is funnier than any comedian that you could ever want to run across. So
the sleep deprivation thing and the 2 a.m. Waffle House feedings do well for Jeff. That's great.
Yeah, you know, really, he was, I think he remains on par with Dave Barry. And if you don't know who Dave Barry is, I'm sorry, go look it up, okay? He was on a par with Dave Barry, but they wouldn't let him write, they wouldn't allow him free rein.
Yeah.
He was one of the funniest guys on the planet. He really was.
And
he,
so
he were, I'm talking like he's dead, but, you know, he's out there, and he's still doing strong.
I remember one time when you were on the air with me and we were talking, and we had a call from I think somebody who was riding through the desert and picked us up on a station in New Mexico. Remember that? Who was that? It was somebody significant. I think it was somebody from Car and Driver, some journalist friend of yours who was giving you a hard time.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Now, that may have even been Chris Walton.
It might have been, come to think of it. Yeah, it might have been.
I think it might have been. It's funny what you remember and what you don't remember. The the chief instructor of the advanced teen driving school that I work for now, school that racer Doug Herbert started after his boys were killed in an accident called Brakes.
Wow.
The head of the school called me up. He told me, he said, I talked to you in 1998 and offered you a test drive in the Southwest tour car. And, you know, he went on and on. And I went, well, was I nice to you? Because I have absolutely no memory of this. He said, oh, no, you were really excited about it. It was me who couldn't put the deal together. So it's like, you know, you better be nice to everybody all the time because you never know when it's going to come back.
It is so true, and especially in certain kind of incestuous worlds, and I'm in two of them, the broadcasting business as well as the automotive journalism business. Boy, has the world of automotive journalism changed a lot in the last 20 years, Mac. I'll tell you, not only has the magazine publishing game changed, but somebody came along and invented this thing called blogging, which is really significantly impacted the traditional automotive journalists such as you and myself.
Yes. The other thing that they've invented is comments. And
yes.
Comments are pearls in a big pile of fertilizer. They are, there's a lot of comments that are very, very important, but, you know, people are profane or ignorant. So,
it's very true. We'll pick up on that on the other side. We're going to have lots of fun. He's one of my favorite guys. Mac DeMere is with us. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. Crazy about a Mercury.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Our toll-free line from around North America is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Email, it's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Mac Demir is with us. He's a freelance auto writer, tire safety expert, and he also does a lot of product training and professional race car driver. This guy is, if you have any questions about racing or tires or motor training, trend or writing in general. Mac is an expert, and between both of us, we'll figure it out. That's what he says. 855-660-4261. And before the break there, Mac, you were telling us a little bit about your thoughts about comments, and I think you're right on the money there that a few comments can be very, very important, but it seems like today everybody's got a comment.
Well, I don't mind people having comments, and I don't mind them having their opinion, but they jump out and call people they don't know anything about bad names. You know, back in the day, to make a comment, to write a letter to the editor, you had to get a piece of paper out, find the typewriter, and an envelope, and put a stamp on it. And you know, it sat in the mailbox overnight, and you sobered up, and you went and took it out, and didn't mail it. Today, you just put a button, and I think if they put breathalyzers on the comment, that they would get a lot better. At Motor Trend, this is no joke. Most of our letters to the editor were from people under 16, over 65, or in prison.
And, I can believe it.
I'm not making that up. That is not an exaggeration.
Well, they got the time. Those are the folks that have
the time.
I remember.
Go ahead.
You're doing fantastic here. Go ahead.
When I wrote this article on all-wheel drive,
yep.
I had a handful of intelligent people who researched and found my personal email. It's not a secret out there. You know, it's Mac@MacDemir.net. Send away. You know, it's not a secret. I'm not hiding. Mm-hmm. And they asked intelligent questions, and I gave long, intelligent, I hope, answers, or at least I gave answers. But I've got way too much Irish in me to fully read all of these comments. I mean, it's we'll pick on the all-wheel drive thing because that's the main thing that had you call me, I think. All-wheel drive is wonderful at helping a vehicle accelerate. It
yes.
is great. It does nothing to help a vehicle turn. Nothing. Even the most advanced systems now, I haven't driven each and every one, but I still talk to test drivers who do, and they say, give me a Camry on snow tires over the best all-wheel drive system in the world, and I'll kick their butt. You know, they're getting better, but here is the bottom line. A tire can give you 100%. It can give you 100% acceleration. It can give you 100% cornering, and you can mix and match. You can have 70% cornering, 70% acceleration, mm-hmm. and 30% cornering. The point of that is, I was riding. I worked for whoever hires me. I was working for Extreme Experience. It's one of these deals where you pay an exorbitant amount, you get to drive Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Maseratis.
Yeah.
And I was riding with, it was just a person off the street at the beautiful new Atlanta Motorsports Park, and they were hard in the gas. I was telling them to be. I want them to really enjoy driving the, Ferrari or Lamborghini.
Yeah.
And the front tires started to slide. So, because we were going through a corner. So they turn the wheel more, which is like writing a check on an overdrawn account. Unless you're a congressman, that doesn't work. So we're now sliding towards the edge of the track. Now, had the person known the right racing line and everything would have been fine. they lifted, jumped off the gas, didn't lift off the gas, jumped off the gas.
Oh, that meant
that they were no longer asking those front tires to accelerate. So the front tires got a spike, not just a little bit of increase, but a spike in cornering grip. And the nose tucked down towards the inside, and I said, oh, boy, here we go. I thought we were going to hit the inside wall head on, but through the miracle of modern electronic stability control, it was a non-event. The point of the whole deal is, the all-wheel drive wasn't making that car go around the corner a lick faster. In fact, had it been a rear-wheel drive car, it would have been able to go around. You know, otherwise equal rear-wheel drive car, it would have been able to go around. Now, all-wheel drive is also wonderful if you don't have a lot of skill and don't know how to squeeze the throttle, and it'll keep the tail from stepping out.
Mm-hmm.
That's not handling. That's acceleration. So I will stand by my point. All-wheel drive does not help handling. It doesn't help you dodge a deer sitting in the road or a log sitting in the road or whatever we've seen on all of these commercials and what all the marketing guys carefully imply.
Yep.
It helps you accelerate. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've won a race in an all-wheel drive. Did I win two? I don't know. That's a long time ago. I won a race in an all-wheel drive car, and boy, when it was at night when it was raining, it was really nice. You know, you didn't have to have quite as much skill to get off that corner really good and hard.
Yeah.
Now, if that car had been, could I have gone just as fast in a front or rear-wheel drive car, otherwise equal? Yeah. Yeah, I could have. It would have been more work.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, in racing and in rallying and all that kind of stuff, especially in rallying where you get way more power than traction, all-wheel drive helps you get off the corner so you get faster lap time.
It makes sense. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the myth of the all-powerful all-wheel drive. If you have an opinion, you want to chime in, it's 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Natural disaster, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training, we've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Do you drive an all-wheel drive car? Well, our very special guest here, Mac Demir, automotive journalist extraordinaire, professional race car driver, professional test driver. He has written an article recently. You can still find it. It's out there on the web for Popular Mechanics. The myth of the all-powerful all-wheel drive. Yahoo picked it up and ran it back in March. And the first line of the story is all about the taglines that we hear about the prowess of all-wheel drive, sure-footed all-wheel drive handling. There are a number of auto manufacturers, Mac, that really seem to be pushing that. And the other thing that I've noticed, too, is in recent years, we just seem to see an increasing number of all-wheel drive offerings. BMW has now got a whole slew. Mercedes has got a whole slew. Jag, for the first time, they are now offering all-wheel drive in the XJ and the XF. It seems to be growing in popularity. Why is this?
Well, I can only guess. One reason is that V6 Mustangs are more powerful than Corvettes were back in our day, back when we were 3 and 4 years old. But when you have that much power and you're trying to put it to the ground to tires that people expect to get 40 or 50,000 miles out of, all-wheel drive is an advantage. A little history lesson. Back before Wings, IndyCars and Formula One went into all-wheel drive because they had far more horsepower than they had grip.
Mm-hmm.
The moment they got Wings, all the research about all-wheel drive went out the window because they just got a lot more grip. And that's just look it right up. So that's one of the things. Also, it it's very hard to differentiate cars these days. They're all really good. I had a young man, not terribly young, you know, pretty much anybody to me is young now, but a young man said, I forget which car it was. We were using rental cars to train the children, the teens at our advanced school, and he said it was a piece of, and I'll leave it. And my reaction was, boy, you just showed how wet behind the ears are, because if you think that's a piece of, you have never driven a piece of. it's like so cars are so wonderful, and they try to separate them. All-wheel drive is something that the salesman can talk about. Like I said, if you've got these, if you got 500 or 600 horsepower, it'll help you from sliding it. One very, very negative thing about all-wheel drive is that with two-wheel drive, whether it's front or rear, you leave your driveway on a snowy or rainy day, and you gas it, and you'll spin the tires, and you go, oh, man, it's really slick. I need to slow down. Well, with all-wheel drive, you don't get that warning until you come to a corner or come to a stop sign. And that's the reason that there are so many Texas-plated SUVs upside down in Colorado ditches.
Very well said.
I love Texas and I love Colorado, so nobody, don't send bad notes, okay? I've had enough bad notes.
Let's talk a little bit about all-wheel drive in the snow. I mean, this is the other big selling point of all-wheel drive. If you live in the Northeast, where I still do, at least for the moment, and or live in the Midwest or any place that gets significant amounts of snow, you're much better off with all-wheel drive. But I know you worked for Michelin for many, many years, 7 or 8 years, and did a tremendous amount of work, tire testing for them. What were your findings about snow and all-wheel drive?
If you live where you face snow regularly, or they don't plow the roads well, you live at the top of a mountain, you live in Steamboat Springs, get all-wheel drive and get snow tires.
Right.
But the tires, a Camry. An old Camry on a set of good snow tires, or whatever you got out there with all-season tires and all-wheel drive. I remember the first time I tested it, it was a BMW X5 on the Michelin snow course, and I got up on the vehicle that, you know, we're testing the tires, so we're not testing the vehicle, but the tires got grades equivalent to leaps tall buildings for the ability to climb a hill. It got, you know, more powerful than a locomotive on acceleration. Under braking, it got, can't even get on the short bus. No offense to people who ride on short buses, okay? And I mean, it was, you know, on my first lap, I was just saying how wonderful these tires were and how wonderful this combination was. I said, let's get off the gas a little bit early. My next words were, oh, shoot. Only I didn't say shoot, because I knew, I was scrubbing against the snowbank. I tried pulling the parking brake. I tried everything. And for those who live in the South, snowbanks are not puffy, light things that you just go poof and just keep on going.
Not a gigantic cushion.
They're full of ice and rocks and trees. Okay, so all-wheel drive is a wonderful tool. Also, a hammer is a wonderful tool, but if you use it to open your car window, it's not such a good tool, is it? You know, you got to use it properly. You got to know that all-wheel drive allow it. You know, if I, God forbid, lived in Michigan, I'd probably have it. I have a four-wheel drive car that I use for hunting. You know, mm-hmm. you get out in the mud, in this red clay mud bogs, and it'll keep you going. You know, yeah. especially with a set of BFG mud terrains, it'll keep you going. You have no steering authority. You cannot do anything about where the vehicle is going. It'll go ahead. You might as well just hold the steering wheel straight, because the vehicle is going to go wherever it chooses, because you're using 100% of that tire's ability to accelerate.
Yeah. Great stuff. 855-660-4261. If anybody out there wants to defend all-wheel drive, we have a lot of listeners in the snow belt area. We'd love to hear from you. Or if you're listening in the warmer climes and want to talk about snowbanks, we'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Mac Demir is with us, freelance auto writer, tire safety expert, and also product trainer. Back in the days at Motor Trend, when you guys were doing the high-speed testing, I used to love the stories that you would tell about a famous driveway, Mrs. Orcott's driveway.
Well, let's do the whole history. When they built Interstate...
Well, we'll wait till after the break. I'm not watching the clock because I'm having too much fun. Straight ahead, Mac Demir is going to tell us the legend of Mrs. Orcott's driveway and more. I should do that in reverb. The legend of Mrs. Orcott's driveway and more. Straight ahead, right here on Auto World.
Get into my car.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your... where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We're getting a bunch of emails here on All Wheel Drive, and I being, what am I, 75% Irish, 25% English. I'm like Mac here. I can't take some of these comments, so we're just going to leave those aside. Mac Demir is with us, who is a freelance auto writer, tire safety expert, and product trainer. And before the break, we were going to hark. What did Johnny Carson used to say? We're going to hark back the years. I think that's what it was. Let's hark back the years to the legend of Mrs. Orcott's driveway. Mac, tell us about this very, very famous place.
When they built Interstate 40, they cut this lady's house off from, I think it was Route 66. It didn't matter that she had no access to other roads. So they built a just about 3 mile straight flat two lane road through a dry lake bed to and I'm not quite sure what all well, let's just say she lived there. I think she may have run a home for folks who, you know, had troubles and the like. This is out in the middle of the desert. I mean, this is not the edge of the earth, but it's the same zip code. And when it was originally built, it was just a flat, ideal place to do top speed testing for several reasons. Straight flat is a good thing. The 3 miles, it takes a car, a street car. I don't know about race cars or stuff, but it takes a street car about 3 miles to really get the absolute honest-to-goodness top speed. You can get somewhere in the low, high 80s, low 90s within a half a mile, and certainly within a mile, you're almost there, but you spend the last 2 miles what I call waiting to die, because you're not really doing anything, and if a coyote runs across your path or a tire blows, well, you know, there you go. So anyway, a lot of people did top speed testing there, and this was back in the days when something really, really fast went 120 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Well, by the, today something really, really fast goes 250 something. Thank God I'm not doing that, but, anyway, by the way, if you think top speed testing is just automotive nirvana, forget it. Like I said, it's just waiting to die. There's no skill involved. It's just, you're just holding the wheel straight and hoping the tires don't blow. as it aged, Mrs. Orcutt's driveway became more like a gravel road than a paved road. And I would look up in the rearview mirror and see a huge rooster tail of rocks and gravel and dust and the like. And by the way, there's no runoff. I mean, there are ditches that if you went into them at 40, you would not survive. So, the bottom line is there's no safe place. There's no safe place to take a streetcar to its top speed. It's just less dangerous. But one time I was testing a car, a Corvette, that C4 Corvette, that it was drag limited, but it had a lot more horsepower, and it was getting wheel spin at top speed.
Oh,
and
wow.
Which meant, when you're, again, let's go back to tires, okay? I'm using up all of the grip that the tires have to accelerate. They have nothing to keep the car to go side to side. I'm using up more than they have to go straight. And I finished that run, and I pulled over to the guy who I knew really well, and I said, if you want to take a run in it, you knock yourself out, but I'm done. And I said, I'm getting wheel spin. And he looked at, said some bad words and scoffed at me and went over and looked at his computer and came back and went, you were getting wheel spin at this whatever 180, whatever speed it was going. You were getting wheel spin. I said, yeah, I know. That's why I'm not driving your car again. Well, adding to the long story, he and his team tried to put together a program to run Le Mans. And they invited me. We were probably only about $4 million short. But I am on the entry list for, I believe, the 1995 24-hour Le Mans. I don't really, it was not one of the highlights of my career, not showing up to the race. So,
but you made it. You made it on the list. I mean, that alone is worth acknowledging.
I never raced at Indianapolis, but I drove an Indy car 205 miles an hour around Texas. I never raced in a NASCAR Cup race, but I ran as fast as Bobby Hamilton at Michigan. I've lived a long, good life. I got a beautiful wife who she's down at the Masters National Swimming Championships in Florida and just reset some of her own South Carolina State records. She's in the age group that I call the eligible for a Waffle House or IHOP discount category.
That is very cool, Matt. Let's talk about some of your favorite racing memories. You've competed in a number of 24-hour races. You actually drove to win in 5 24-hour races. Did you actually participate in one of the 24 hours of Daytona as well?
Yes, I did. Yeah. That was not one of the most favorite ones because we had a crack wing on the rear of the car, and it was very, very hard to hold the gas pedal down, though I did it on the banking with knowing that if that wing blew off, I would find myself sitting on the racetrack with the engine bolted to my back. Probably the most fun I ever had was a lower level event called the Longest Day of Nelson, and
we had some problems with the brake calipers, and one of them broke off, and we lost 30, maybe 50 miles while they replaced it. The other one broke off, and though the crew chief's memory and mine differ, I remember asking him over the radio if he had a vice grip and some tie wraps, and I had him crimp off the brake line to the right front caliper tie wrap that vice grip to the something that didn't move, and I drove for 2.5 hours with no brakes. Three brakes are very unhappy. If you've ever tried to drive with three brakes, it's much easier to drive with no brakes. So, actually, it was a very good lesson in driving, because it taught me to get off the, don't try to brake real late, get off the gas early, carry a lot of speed through the middle of the corner, and get back on the gas sooner. I wish I had had that lesson earlier in my career.
That is absolutely true. I mean, we all learn lessons sometimes a little bit later in our career. But you, of course, you've driven on so many different types of tracks, oval tracks. You've driven on, of course, drag strips, and you've done the rally racing as well. And how was the rally racing? Was that fun?
It fit. My southern upbringing, because that's kind of how the University of Mississippi had they didn't know it at the time, but they had a self-directed elective of car control, and I would go out and drive like maniacs on the back roads around there, and the bottom part of Pikes Peak is just like that. Well, before they paved it, I'm sorry. Before they paved it, it was just like that. You watch the tops of the trees to know which way to go. And it also helped that before I ran that, Roger Mears had given me some of the tips. Roger may have saved my life. So thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Roger. Indeed, Mac, we're going to make you a regular back here on the broadcast. I've missed your appearances. Everybody check out Mac's article in Popular Mechanics about all-wheel drive. But in the meantime, my friend, thank you so much, and I'll be in touch
great
real
to
soon.
Talk to you, Bob.
All right, take care. That's going to do it for this hour, Bob.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCN Live. Click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows live or on demand right on your Droid or iPhone 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson incorrect when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.